the grade, the natural grade of the ground, and the way the pipes all flow. So within that entire drainage basin, that would be an extremely complicated project. Maybe it could be done, but potentially that could be looked at by a consultant. Right now, that doesn't seem like a feasible option to us, but again, maybe someone else looking at it may see it differently.
And you have to look at the cross-sectional area of the outfall, too. If you look at how large Flamingo Ditch is, how wide and deep the flow is, and the same with Deertown Gully, the volume of water that would have to move and the size of the pipes that we'd have to put out there on the beach. The largest outfall we have is outfall number 2 at the end of Alhambra, and it has a double barrel 48-inch pipes? 42-inch pipes. So, I mean, you'd be looking at a series of pipes out on the beach, directly funneling water. So I don't know that we'd be able to get permission to put in that type of a...
Yeah, and sending it to an outfall elsewhere would be a separate private property issue. There's not really anywhere else to send it.
We've looked at trying to get the water to the intercoastal and, you know, how we could get it there, what size pumps we'd have to have, and we just haven't found anything that's not just cost prohibitive. And then, you know, trying to pump over to the intercoastal so that, and you'd have to do pre-treatment because you can't do a new discharge without doing pre-treatment. So it is a complicated, and, you know, I mean, it sure doesn't hurt to have a new set of eyes to take a look at it and see if there's some other option that we haven't seen.
Ms. Farrell?
It occurs to me that, okay, is a ditch like this, or if it was like this, it, you know, widening this, you know, the sides at a slant, and I don't know, because there's a lot of foliage there. When I was trying to look at it, I couldn't really see, but could that be an option? You know, because that would make a lot more volume depending on the slant, and I don't know all of that.
Anything that we do to change the opening there in one moment will change a week later. The sand is always moving in, filling it back in.
Oh, no, not just there. Back, you know.
The
foliage,
within the ditch?
You know, cutting it back and, like, laying the, you know, the bulldozer to make it all, you know, and then put riprap or something to make it.
Which we did do some stabilization.
In California, all those big, they're all cement channels, so to speak. I mean, that could be wildly expensive. I'm just asking.
We did do some riprap and some stabilization to keep the mouth open and certain, but you also have to look at, if we cut it back further, we're on private property, we're actually taking away more of their private property now. And I don't think it would make much difference, because once the sand blocks the end, you're just going to spread it out. It's not going to have any more, the narrower the channel, as long as it's wide enough to manage the flow, it's going to allow the water to push through. If you get it narrower and narrower, it's just going to stage up higher and higher. So, but we've looked at a lot of those things, and we honestly, in the last 5 years, I think we've only had water in the streets maybe 3 times, maybe 4 times. But we'd have to look back on storm events. I know that we just haven't, since we took the wooden structure out and widened the channel to where it was historically, we just are not seeing it closing on a regular, or flooding on a regular basis.
If I could, I've got one, and I think I saw Mr. Smith's hand in the distance, and then I'll come back over. So I guess in the end, moving forward, what I would like to see is, I live on the northeast side, so I can sympathize with, you know, everyone's got their issues, and we need to spread the tax dollars out appropriately. So my question would be a little bit more about this taxing district. I'd like to know a little bit more about making sure that it comes out of your enterprise fund versus out of the general fund. That makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that's going to go to general fund, I've got to be cautious with private property. So those are some big ones for me, is just a little bit more about this taxing district, making sure it comes out of your enterprise fund. Would we need to give the consultant some guidance as to what parameters we want? I mean, you could come up with an $800 million project, it sounds like, you know, with concrete pipes and all kinds of stuff. So I don't know if we need to set some parameters that we want them to stay within. I mean, those are some concerns that I have.
And that is kind of what happened the last time. We We found a consultant, they're super excited. They came to us and said, for $1 million, we can do both outfalls, we can deep Gulf discharge. Really excited, went through, moved further along in the process. The price went up to $2 million. Then it went up to $3 million each outfall. And Deer Tongue Gully, the volume is just so huge coming out of Deer Tongue Gully when there is a large rain event, that the pumps that we would need in order to move it through and the size of the pipes, it just, there's a lot of things you could do, but they just start scaling astronomically high very quickly.
Well, I'm really excited because, I mean, our capital improvement projects, we talked about doing some more outfalls. We'd already done one. It seemed to work really well for us. So, I mean, I know that's part of our long-term planning.
Absolutely.
Shifting to this one, I mean, absolutely. It's gonna also help with the nutrient discharge, those kind of things. So I think it's not out of line with what our goals and our mission is. I just think we need to be very careful, like you said. I mean, you had showed us the $3 million that now today would be 25. I mean, the fire station was a perfect example. It was going to be an $11 million project, now it's $25 million. So, I mean, at some point we have to have some parameters so that we don't end up at the end of this wasting $200,000 just to say, okay, now what are we going to do? Well, everything's $500 million. So.
Well, and you also have to look at that, you know, when you have a known area that's in a special flood hazard area, it's built very, very low. We're seeing less issues with the homes because as they've elevated up, now we're seeing more water in the road because the water's not on those lots that used to be low. So they're solving protecting the life and safety by elevating the homes, but that's making the road flooding worse. And then the few lower structures that we have remaining, the couple that have had water in them at least 3 or 4 times since I've been here are not carrying flood insurance and are not filing claims, so I can't get assistance for them from the federal government to do it. So,
I agree.
Yeah, we don't know yet what the proposals, big or small, from a consultant might be. So I don't think we're at a point where we can get people to sign off that they're part of it at this point. They may come up with a proposal to create another outfall that's not even affecting the people along immediately along Flamingo Ditch. And I do think we have a consensus that we'd like to see a consultant give us some ideas. So I'm hoping we can do that immediately.
Ms. Farrell.
My last thing, when I was down at the Climate Summit in Punta Gorda, hosted by the Coastal and Heartland National Estuary Partnership, they were very clear that there is a state agency with the word resiliency in it, and you may look, that
yep.
might be the one you're talking about with Tarpon Point.
Yep, yep.
Okay, and they just said that in the last few years there's a lot more money and that the state is really, really understanding that resiliency on these hurricanes is key. Every single presenter, the word resiliency was in the topic. So is that money available, or were they just making it?
There is quite a lot of money available. One of the things you have to show is loss. And loss would be, you know, homes, structures. With road flooding, they just don't consider that to be a loss of a sizable amount. The only reason we were able to get money from, we really worked hard to get Tarpon Center because we did our coastal resiliency plan ahead of most others, and then they changed the criteria. So we paid our consultants to do the new criteria in a hurry so we could get our grant application in, and we were able to get $2 million of funding towards Tarpon Center. So that was a huge project that we're able to move forward, but that's because it's a primary evacuation area for all of the condos that are on the beach and everything that's on Tarpon Center. We have a very high volume of people. This neighborhood is single-family homes. There is some multifamily along the side, but we really don't see flooding past the first block of Golden Beach and, you know, the second block of Flamingo and Gardenia. So there's not a lot of properties for me to show a huge cost benefit. If it's going to cost $5 million and it's going to, you know, have the roads not flood for that affects 100 residences, that's not going to meet the criteria they're looking for. They're looking for larger projects. But we definitely, there definitely is money there, and we definitely are pursuing it.
Okay.
Yeah, wherever we can.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, any other questions for the engineers? Okay, we'll take a 10-minute break and come back at 2:20.